This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 in Nanaimo.
Austin Martin is an advocate, author, and academic with degrees in geography and education, and was among a group of researchers who explored Antarctica. After Austin was diagnosed with schizophrenia in 1992, he took a permanent detour from the academic course of his life into a life of service and advocacy for a group that he says is mostly despised and feared in mainstream society. Austin was awarded the Order of Canada in 2007 for his advocacy work on behalf of people with schizophrenia.
Austin Martin joins us on the phone today from Edmonton. Welcome to People First Radio, Austin.
Thank you for having me.
Austin, you wrote about your marriage in a recent Edmonton Journal article, and in fact, I read that article over the weekend. It was one of the things that spurred me on to contact you. You stated that in the beginning you were afraid to tell Catherine, who you later married, that you had schizophrenia, and you wrote, quote, "I knew from past experience that the word often sends people running," unquote. Tell us about the stigma and discrimination that you've observed in society.
Well, I believe that there's a lot of unbased discrimination against those with serious mental illness. And, you know, it's usually unfounded. And I had personal experiences with that. Because I've been so public and forthright about my illness, I know of some people that don't tell literally anyone except their doctor that they have the illness. And I decided to take a different course because I like to think that I'm honest with myself and the people around me, and that has repercussions in terms of the way people react when they see you. And when I first started communicating with Catherine, I was afraid that she would get turned off, so you know, I was really scared and delayed telling her because I thought, well, you know, this is the perfect mate for me, and you know, she would get turned off and cease all communication like so many other people have done professionally and also personally.
You led an active academic life. I imagine it sounds like teaching and exploring with other groups of people. And then you were diagnosed with schizophrenia. Obviously, that was really life-changing for you. Tell us, can you share with us more about that?
Well, I had a nervous breakdown. I had a psychotic break in late November, in October of 1992. At the age of 30, I was actually quite old at that point to get my first break, but I probably had prodromal before that, but I was able to cope and compensate with prodromal. And then, of course, afterwards, it was like my whole life came to a screeching halt, and the effects of, you know, I started on, you know, the serious course of taking medication. And, you know, I was on the old-style medications, the, you know, Haldol and Flanxol and, you know, those kind that were. And then I eventually went on to the atypicals. And I found a real difference, but actually it was like, I would say it was when I first got sick, it felt like I'd lost 50 IQ points. I could hardly function. My thoughts were unclear. You know, I could hardly communicate at all. My writing degenerated. All it was like I thought my life was over at that point.
Yeah, the medication alone sometimes is just so debilitating.
Well, I think it was actually the illness rather than the medication. The medication's pretty serious. There's a sort of hump you have to go over with the medication to adjust to it, and that takes a while to adjust. But even with the old stuff, once you adjust, you can function obviously better on medication than you would otherwise for most people.
Mm-hmm. You took a turn into a life of service and advocacy for other people who experience schizophrenia in their life. What is involved in that? What are you doing?
I set up the Fountain House model clubhouse in the first one in Alberta back in the mid-90s. And I've served on various boards. I've been consulted by the government. I was, by order in council, put on to the Premier's Council on the Status of Persons with Disabilities, the first mentally ill person put on it in 20 years, and various other speeches. I've given hundreds of speeches, numerous articles in the local and regional papers, and, you know, just trying to put a positive face on an illness that is much maligned.
Austin, you spoke earlier about honesty and the importance of honesty in your life. How important has that honesty been to your work as an advocate?
Well, I think basically if you're living a life where you have two lives, one is the real life with the illness and the necessity of taking medication and coping with the various symptoms of the illness, and then the reality that you project to society, there's a dissonance there. And so if you have these two different realities, and they can cause friction between the two. But if your internal view is the same that you give to the outside world, things just are a lot smoother. You're not always worried that you're going to let something slip. And that's why I feel that honesty, even though it might be a bit more painful, is just a better policy than otherwise, because it causes less problems in the long term.
We're talking about mad pride today. Austin, what does mad pride mean to you, and what's your sense of the concept of mad pride?
I believe that, people that are mentally ill, need to realize that they have a responsibility to stay well and follow the law of the land, and also, when possible, take medication to make sure that their symptoms are treated well, and that they stay their job is really to stay well as they can stay, and to accept that, and try to realize those around you. To explain, to be open, to not close yourself off and close parts of yourself off from those around you, especially those close to you.
It's interesting hearing you say these things, because, again, I'm reminded that what you're experiencing isn't really any different than what I'm experiencing, just in a different place, perhaps a bit more extreme, but the concept of honesty, self-honesty, and being honest with others is sort of something that everyone could relate to and would probably enhance everybody's life, really. It's a very wise thing you're saying, I think.
Yeah, I believe that acceptance and honesty, if you accept who you are, obviously you have to follow the rules of the law and, society, but you accept who you are and your limitations. Acceptance is something that's important in Islam, in Christianity, in Buddhism, in many ancient philosophies and modern philosophies and religions, and it can really, really benefit you and those around you if you can come to a point, rather than fighting the illness, to then accept it and then stop fighting yourself and start fighting the illness and fighting discrimination and fighting to get a mortgage or a proper job rather than fighting yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have just a moment left, Austin. I'm wondering, how can people find out more information about your work?
Well, they can go to www.austinmardon.org.
Now, you were awarded the Order of Canada in 2007. I want to say congratulations to you for that.
Thank you very much.
And I'm wondering, what is on the horizon for you? Are you, in terms of public speaking, certainly the articles that you write are available online. People just need to search under Austin Mardon. Is there, do you have a speaking engagement coming up?
Well, I was just somebody from the Max Institution, the Edmonton Institution, contacted me about giving a talk, major talk in November, to some inmates and VIPs at the institution. That's a maximum security jail.
Yes.
That's the first time I've ever been in a jail, but it should be interesting. Also, I'm trying to set up a new society called the Edmonton Schizophrenia Housing Foundation, and we're just trying to do all the paperwork and the paperwork for Revenue Canada and the provincial government and set everything up. It's a little bit difficult, but that's sort of what I've been focusing on.
Well, good luck with that, and please let us know what happens with that, and perhaps we can touch base with you again.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us today, Austin. We appreciate your willingness to join our discussion about Mad Pride today.
Thank you.
Okay.
All the best.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Austin Mardon is an academic, author, and advocate. He joined us today from Edmonton. You're listening to People First Radio, coming to you on CHLY 101.7 FM across the islands and streaming online at chly.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. I'm Jan, and I'm here with Kevin, and today we're talking about Mad Pride, and we'll be back in a moment.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society, broadcast on Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of these organizations.